may have noticed that you were given a pebble when you came in. Contrary to what may have been said to me already, it's not for throwing at the preacher, please. But all will become clear as to the purpose. I don't know about you, but I am so able to identify with Paul writing here to the church in Rome. For I do not do what I want. I do the very thing I hate. Paul, in his usual expansive style, nonetheless gives a very clear argument. Basically, in our minds, we know what is good and right, but somehow we keep doing what we know is wrong. Why is this? When we're honest with ourselves, we all know that we keep doing wrong things. We all know we keep on sinning. And sometimes it's the same sin over and over again. Sometimes it can become so much of who we are that it almost in our minds become normalized. And we don't even see it as sin. You know the phrases we often hear. I'm not a bad person. I'm only human anyway. I mean, it isn't like anyone was hurt. And it's so often that we try in our own minds to justify those things that are sinful. I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. And however much we may pretend or justify our actions to ourselves, we know that this is true. What Paul is saying is true. But we all, of course, and we all do it, have that tendency to hide our sin from ourselves, to hide our sin from each other. I'm not a bad person, really I'm not. And Paul is saying, I paraphrase it a little, I delight in the law of the Lord, but I see another law working in me, making me, interesting word, captive to the law of sin. And Paul's conclusion, wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Well, if you were thinking differently, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but we are all utterly sinful. We try so hard to be good, but something within us is there fighting those good intentions. It's often made me wonder, why does God bother with us at all? Why hasn't he given up on us a long time ago? Wretched beings that we are. And of course, we come back to the answer. What we sang about in that first hymn, God loves us. God loves us so much that he sent his only son, we know this, to die on our behalf. And Paul goes on to say, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then Paul goes into what we know as Romans chapter 8. I love Romans chapter 8. Most wonderful, wonderful piece of scripture. But I don't want to preempt whatever may be said next week, because that's when we'll be looking at Romans chapter 8. However, I couldn't resist the first three verses. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Even if we condemn ourselves, there is no condemnation. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. But God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to deal with sin. And in so doing, he's condemned sin in the flesh. Oh my goodness, what a relief, isn't it? The fact is that we as Christians, we actually no longer need to hide our sin. We no longer need to hide our sinful thoughts. We no longer need to pretend that we're not really too bad, because actually we are. I'm aware that the church in the past and even now can have a tendency to come over as holier than thou. You know, aren't we good? We go to church. No, We're not. We are only good because of what Jesus has done. We are no holier than anyone else except, and it's except for that important fact, that we've been made holy by Jesus, even though we keep on sinning. Because through Jesus, those sins are wiped out and we are made holy again. I'm looking forward, I don't know about you, that in time we will have new bodies. New bodies gifted by God that will not keep on sinning, but will be holy through and through. I think that's something to look forward to. But in the here and now, we have to be honest with each other and ourselves about our own sin, but also spreading that good news that those sins can be dealt with. Those sins have been dealt with. We are washed clean. And then coming to the gospel, I want to just pick up on three verses. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We all carry heavy burdens, and they can come in very many different forms. Sometimes it can be a sin that we know that we are ashamed of. We want to hide it. We want to run away from it. It can be broken relationships, disappointments, shame, guilt. I could go on and on. But you and God know what your heavy burdens are. And now he's saying, bring them to me. Lay them down. Take my yoke, which is easy and light. Don't go on breaking yourselves with the yoke that you've made for yourself, because that is breaking you up. The love of God is infinite, and God wants us to be free of everything that hinders our lives, so that we can live lives of fullness. As Jesus said, I've come, you might have life and have it in abundance. He does not want us carrying those heavy burdens. And that's why I've given you stones, boulders, if you like, as you came in. They are there for you to represent, and only you and God know what it might represent. Something that you are carrying that he doesn't want you to carry. And so, in a moment, I'm going to put some music on. Put a basket in front of the cross, and I would encourage you, if you want to, obviously, bring your stone, lay it down in front of the cross, and then you walk away without it. So, Father, I pray that you would understand these stones and what they represent. You know what is on each of our hearts. You know what each of us needs to let go of and lay before you. And so, Lord, I thank you for your infinite love and mercy. I pray that you will be ever present here as we bring our burdens before you. Amen.